Some education advocates in Oklahoma are concerned about President Trump's proposed budget for Pell Grants, the financial aid program that helps low-income students pay for higher education. As part of our weekly conversation about business in the state, KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke with the Journal Record's Ted Strewley about how the proposal would affect Oklahoma students.
Ted, President Trump's proposal keeps level spending for Pell Grants. Why are some people worried?
Well, the plan would take about $3.9 billion annually from unobligated carryover funds. So during the 2015-16 school year, for example, the U.S. government disbursed about $28 billion in grants, and taking $4 billion from that eventually could cut down on the number of grants available. That's particularly worrisome after an economic downturn when demand for those grants tends to jump.
Would this hurt students who are starting at a college or university next year?
No, not at all. There wouldn't be any immediate effect. The concern is more about depleting reserves that could be needed later on.
State appropriations for higher education took a big cut last year, and another hit's possible this year. Could the president's budget proposal also hurt the bottom line for colleges and universities?
Well, it could eventually. The state's largest institutions, including UCO, OSU, and certainly OU, received more than $20 million each. During the 2016 school year, Oklahoma City University, with a much smaller student body, got about $1.5 million. And even at that amount, if it were to disappear from those schools' budgets, would be very hard to replace.
About how many students receive Pell Grants in Oklahoma each year?
Oh, that's a huge number. During the 2014-2015 school year, there were more than 85,000 Oklahoma students who received grants that combined to total more than $300 million.
Has the assistance available through Pell Grants been able to keep up with the rising cost of higher education? In other words, as higher education gets more expensive, have the grant amounts increased?
Well, they haven't really kept up at all. The maximum amount somebody can get is about $6,000 per year. That's enough to cover typically about one-third of a student's tuition. Those Pell Grants used to cover more than 70% of the tuition bill.
Ted, I also want to ask you about the clowning business. Journal Record reporter Brian Bruce spoke with several local clowns for a story, and he writes business for them is down. What's going on here?
Well, the clown business has been especially bad since last summer's reports of these weapon-wieldy, creepy clowns in the communities across the U.S. who, you know, we're seemingly trying to lure people into real danger. Clown event bookings took a nosedive, and even adult party appearances canceled at the last minute because someone invited to the party was afraid of clowns.
So the scary clowns really put a damper on business last year. Are clowns optimistic things will get better later this year?
Well, they're not. They're afraid that because of the remake of the movie It that's being released. That's based on a Stephen King horror novel about an evil clown that preys upon children, and they're afraid that's just going to add to the downturn.
In the past, I mean, how has pop culture hurt or helped the clowning business?
Well, you know, in recent years, it's mostly hurt. There just haven't been many books or movies that have shown clowns in a very positive way. You think about movies like It or the Joker character in Batman or scary clowns at haunted houses. There just aren't a lot of positive images. And so those who are making a living at it have really been damaged by those portrayals.
Do these clowns feel their reputations have been hurt by threatening clowns and movies such as It or, as you mentioned earlier, the Joker from Batman?
Well, absolutely. They mentioned that you see other professions portrayed in scary ways. You know, you see a doctor at almost every haunted house, for example. But those jobs don't get painted with a broadly negative brush the way clowns have.
We've been talking today with Ted Strewley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.